AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. It may be hard to imagine standing in line for days, but those waiting outside the Supreme Court building were finally allowed in earlier this morning for the arguments to begin this hour on gay marriage. Our Jerry Boatlander's in Washington.
There's been a line of chairs and sleeping bags in front of the Supreme Court since Friday. It has since snaked around the corner as a growing number of people join the crowd, hoping to be lucky enough to get seats inside the courtroom for today's arguments. Law student Wyatt Foer came here from Michigan and shrugged off having to brave rain and chilly weather.
We're here to witness history.
The High Court is hearing 2.5 hours of arguments on whether the 14 states that now ban same-sex marriage can continue doing so, or whether they have to join all the other states where it's legal. The High Court's ruling is expected in June. Jerry Boatlander, Washington.
The day after rioting that injured at least 15 police officers and saw 200 people arrested, Baltimore Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake has a message for those who are asking questions about the speed of the city's response to the violence.
There's always going to be armchair quarterbacks that have never sat in my seat that see things differently. But this isn't the first emergency that I've had to deal with, and I know that you have to put in the work and manage the crisis on the ground, and that's what we're doing.
Rioting began after a 25-year-old black man suffered spinal injuries and died in police custody. The government says cars being recalled for serious safety problems aren't being fixed quickly enough. This includes those airbags that can spew shrapnel into drivers. So the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is calling automakers together to ask for some solutions. Two musicals have a leading 12 Tony Award nominations each, An American in Paris and Fun Home. And the Dow opened up. It's up 1 point now. This is AP Radio News. Verizon is allowing Fios TV customers to subscribe to a bare-bones package of 35 channels for $55 a month, with the option of adding two other tiers of programming, like a sports package that would include ESPN. But ESPN is suing over this. Or Warren Levinson's got this story.
Cable TV companies are trying to retain customers who see cable as an expensive service filled with channels they rarely watch. So Verizon is cutting down the range and price of basic cable, offering the ESPN channels just to subscribers who are willing to pay for them. ESPN says its contract stipulates that its channels be included in any basic package.
A Texas A&M professor has failed every student in his management class, accusing them of backstabbing and cheating and being a disgrace to the school. He also reportedly said in his email to the students that he won't be teaching the class anymore. Some students say they're worried this could affect their career prospects. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.